Hey, how's everybody doing out there? It's November 6th, and it is 1:38 a.m. In California, Pacific Standard Time. I stayed awake, of course, hoping for a Kamala Harris victory, but instead it looks like it's going to be Trump for another 4 years. I don't know what the headlines are going to be tomorrow, but I know the world is going to say, what the hell, America? I don't think people fully grasp of what's going on right now. My last podcast was Remember Trump and Project 2025. So I have totally submersed myself into what our life is going to look like with Project 2025. I don't know. Do you think he'll stay to his word on some of this stuff? I mean, the only thing he got done for those 4 years last time was a tax cut for the rich. Guess I wasn't rich enough to get that kind of deal. I'm sitting out here in my balcony, so my throat's a little rough. I haven't cried about it. I remember when Hillary Clinton conceded to Donald Trump in 2016. And I screamed. I was crying my ass off. I was scared. I can't believe it. You know, she won the popular, but the stupid electoral college, man. Savage. Based on slavery. 3/5 of a person. And still it's not even. California should have a lot more electoral votes than they do. But I don't think they're going to change that anytime soon. I heard Trump claim the House, but that he won the House, but I saw that he didn't win the House. So I guess that one's still up for grabs, but he thinks that he has the entire legislative. We already know he has SCOTUS, the Supreme Court. We already know that he's got the Senate. Plus one right over there. Looks like we're definitely not going to get anything done for the next 4 years. Legally, School Rock way. No, Project 2025, they already wrote it. They have about 2,000 to 3,000 people that are already trained from the universities to take these positions within the first 2 weeks of his new administration. Going to get rid of the Department of Education. He's going to realign the Attorney General's office to where the FBI has to actually answer to him. Excuse me. Well, thank God weed is still legal in California. Shh. I don't know if you heard me, but I said, thank God weed is still illegal in California. I guess that's the only thing I have to look forward to is that I live in California. But God forbid we have an emergency situation and need FEMA. Yeah, he's going to say, F you. You're a blue state. I ain't going to do crap for you. He's only going to help the red states, the blue states. He's just not going to do anything for. And I feel so sorry for those governors because it's going to be nothing but mayhem and chaos. My husband's trying to say to, you know, be optimistic. He just said in that concession speech that he wants to be president for everyone. I just scoffed. I was like, I don't think so. So a couple weeks ago, I closed down my TikTok, my Insta, WhatsApp, trying to just get off social media, but I kept Twitter, aka X. I didn't delete it because it has over 277,000 tweets since 2008, September 2008, to be more precise. So I locked it up as much as I could. privatized it to where it could still, you know, people could still find me, not publicly, but the people that knew me online. And as I was shutting down my account and changing my profile picture and my bio and my cover photo, and I put up one last pinned post of my voting sticker was saying, I tried. So I was like going to change the handle on Twitter and, you know, and all of a sudden it came to me, gone fishing. What does that mean? No, it doesn't mean I have to go get a rod and pole and, you know, hooks and worms. Yeah, I don't need that. That, and I'm a vegan. So, yeah. For 4 years under Trump, I went back and forth to Washington, D.C. a lot, where I took lessons for a year from the Religious Freedom Center, which is now closed, and learned all about the First Amendment and human rights and became an expert at that and certified. I went to the Women's March on January 21st, 2017. Not one incident happened, except somebody fainted and needed medical attention out of almost probably close to 1 million people there. So, and I went to other protests here in California. I even ran for office in 2018 for state assembly. Came in third in the jungle primary, got 14,000 votes. I beat two Trumpers in my town, and one was a flat earther. So at least I have that to say. And that didn't go well. When you get into politics really up close like I was in 2018, you see who your friends are. You see this whole secrecy and don't let this person know that. Don't let that person know that. You know, people told me after I had changed my manager, this one person goes, good, you know, we were all saying that you had a great chance of winning if you didn't have her as your manager. And I was like, well, why didn't any of you mofos tell me that? Politics is only what they show you on TV and in social media. But if you get up close to these people, you wouldn't like more than half of them. They're disgusting. They have no time for you. They're just all about the power and what kickbacks they can get. I met a couple of nice people, don't get me wrong, when I was running. But up close, it's dirty. It's ugly. It's actually a tad bit more chaotic than you think, because I not only ran for that in 2018, but I also ran for the DNC chairperson for, it's a long-ass title, but it was supposed to be getting more votes, voter and elections or something like that. I forget. Like I said, it was a long name. But I saw how the DNC worked up, you know, and back of the stage, backdoor deals, saw that going on. Got a really up close look, you know, how they pick their people to serve them, or, you know, to be the head of the DNC, to be this chairperson or that person, you know. If you don't have the money coming in, you don't get anything for your department. So you're basically a lame duck sitting at home, getting no money, doing nothing. You know, I know that happened because I know who won. I was told that. So as like I said before, let me do the Trump weave. Let's get back over here. So as I was closing my ex account, right before I started this podcast, I said gone fishing in my handle, and then I made a cover photo, and then I looked at it, and then I went over to GoDaddy and checked domain names. I'm like, well, screw that. I hate domains. I've done websites before. I don't think anybody uses them much. You know, maybe retail, but that's about it. So I'm going to start this podcast and just gone fishing with Melissa Fosley and figure out maybe how we can do other things in our life, like get off social media and walk in the forest a little bit and get to know nature, try new things, different foods, meet new people, talk to them. Whether we like it or not, we're going to have to make friends with some of them. Not all MAGA are bad people, but they're so misinformed and have been so manipulated. Or was it us that we were manipulated? I think so, definitely with Putin. Netanyahu, don't even get me started on that boy. So I think with this podcast, yeah, we can maybe bitch and moan about something that's going on with him. But I think as a society that is going to be kind of depressed because we already know what's in Project 2025. We already know what he said that he wants to do on the trail. We know the most corrupt people are surrounding him. You know, he's going to have carte blanche. Ukraine is going to fall. Gaza is going to be totally decimated. But like I said, I just need to go fishing and just kind of ramble into this podcast because I know you guys are kind of thinking the same thing. I found out a lot more of you people think like me, which is kind of crazy because I thought I was the only one that thought like me. Yeah, that made sense, right? Maybe just get some good wisdom. You can also contact me by email, which is melissafosley@yahoo.com. If you have questions or ideas for podcasts or, you know, recommend somewhere to go, like a new park or, you know, a new beach or a new restaurant, whatever, let's talk about it. And let's try to see how we can move forward for the next 4 years. And maybe half this country needs to sit back and rediscover themselves and rediscover the world and meet people, get out of their bubbles, get out of their echo chambers. The only way that they can do that is get rid of, you know, social media, TikTok by China, you know, X, it's, I think a lot is with Saudi Arabia and Russia. So we were getting hit a lot. And then Facebook was really glitchy at the end. So let's see if we can get off that and maybe get off the television with all this news and just get out of our bubble. Go help somebody. Talk to somebody, go volunteer somewhere. Because if you're like me, you've got to be fucking exhausted fighting this beast for so fucking long. Stay in touch. For right now, I do not know when the next podcast will drop, but it will be soon because I think I kind of like this format. Okay. Like I said, stay in touch.